Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1191. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas, and the writing is Shir number 343. Okay, we are just going through basically a review right now of the general halachas of Shinai Mokim before we start Holchei Drachim, which are the halachas of traveling. If we have a better understanding of the general halachas, which we've been learning, the basic concepts, and know them well, it'll be a little bit easier to work with Holchei Drachim, which is a little bit harder, and we'll go from there, Bezras Hashem. Okay, so we're talking about room to room. The question is room to room in general, going from room to room, what is needed, what is not needed, what is good, what is not good. Okay, so when it comes to room to room, for example, in a house, or an apartment, whatever the case might be, a full house, we're going to see soon, even if it's from floor to floor, sometimes a person has a duplex, they have one family house where it's two floors, three floors, you have a basement and so on. Okay. But lechatchila, what's the best thing to do? Lechatchila, this tells us the Mishnah Berurah straight out that one should have in mind when making the original bracha. In other words, I make a bracha on my coffee. If I know that I will have to go to my bedroom, which is upstairs, just have it in mind, plain and simple. Have in mind the shakal that I'm going to be going upstairs to the bedroom, right? If it's assuming it's all one house, one owner, and so on. Or even if I'm going to a different room on the same floor. Always have it in mind. That's lechatchila, what should be done by a shahakal or adama, and a ha'etz. When they're changing locations from room to room. If it's one big room, so we spoke about that in the past, one big room, you don't even have to have it in mind. It's automatically go any part of the room you want, even if you can't see something, something's blocking, as long as it has a din, as long as it's all one big room. Okay, so now preferably one should have the intent when they make the bracha itself, but it would also help. Let's say somebody did not have intent when they made the bracha, but they had intent before. They had kavana before. Before I made the bracha, I thought, oh, you know what? I'll have to go to the bedroom, so I'm going to have it in mind. Now I made the bracha on the shahakal leitzu adama, but I forgot to have it in mind. So the major poskim mutaka say that it would take a help, even if they had it in mind before making the bracha. It's an important thing to keep in mind. That the major gedolim who do say that even when a case in time you have to have in mind during the course of a bracha is even if you had it in mind beforehand, like let's say you want to eat something else or whatever the case is, so even if you had it in mind beforehand, right before, we're talking about right before, not, you know, 2 hours before, well, in 2 hours I'll go take a coffee, that's not what I'm talking about right before the bracha, they had it in mind, but when they actually said the bracha, they were concentrating on the bracha, they forgot to have it in mind, so it would still be as though they had in mind, and in case of room to room, it would be still be lechatchila like they had it in mind. Okay, so now if the other room is a place where they always go to in the house, if it's let's say now they did not have it in mind, right? Room to room, I did not have it in mind, but it's a place that you always go to. I usually go to when I'm drinking or eating, drinking the coffee, eating potato chips, whatever the case is, right? I'm just giving an example. Then it would be as though they automatically had kavana, automatic intent. So for example, if when one makes a coffee, I always make my coffee, I make my shahakal in the kitchen, I take a sip, right? And then I always go to the dining room and I sit down and I start to learn with my coffee. That's how I do it every day, right? So that's how I do it when I make my coffee. So then even though I went to the dining room and I did not have in mind by the shakal, it is as though I had it in mind and it will be lechatchila. The question is lechatchila b'diyeved. We're going to see b'diyeved, you never remake the bracha when it's room to room. But it's as though it's lechatchila because I always go to the dining room. It's called rago b'kach. We've spoken about it many, many times. That is when somebody does something all the time the same way. It's automatic intent, automatic havana. Same thing if when you have to have in mind a different food, a different drink. If this is the way I drink every day, this is the way I eat every day. Automatically, this food comes after that drink, or that drink comes after this food. I just do it every day. It's part of my schedule. You know, like I know by myself. I have a breakfast. I have certain things I drink after a certain thing. Where I eat certain all the time. So when I make the shahakal, I try and have in mind. But if I didn't, it's what we say ragel b'kach, and it's automatic. Intent. Okay, so that would help over here also. And another way it would help else lechatchila, again, all lechatchila, if one is able to see, Mishbru explains this to us, if one is able to see the original location from where they made the bracha, even though there might be a window blocking or something like that, but they're able to see it, and even part of the location would still be considered lechatchila. Now, in general, we don't say, when we're talking about a real Shinoi Mokim, we've said in the past, it's not lechatchila, but the Eved, it's machleika, so we don't remake the bracha. Like if I left my house, house, but I made an, you know, I went outside and I could still see the original place from outside. So it's a machlaikis, so we do not remake the bracha because safek bracha. But when it comes to room, and I can still see the room, even part of the room or part of the place. So then we say it's lechatchila. It's as though one had intent, and they could just change rooms. Even lechatchila, they don't have to worry about b'diavad. They did the right thing. They did a lechatchila dika intent by just being able to see the room, even though they did not have it in mind. That's the point over here. Like we said before, if one is in a family house, one family house, and there's two floors or the basement or whatever, it's all my house, it's all my apartment, all my whatever, it's a duplex and there's a basement, I go up and down, right? It's all different rooms on different floors, but it's all mine, it's all my apartment, this is where I live. So then the two floors or three floors or whatever the case might be, all part of the same apartment, has a lach of room to room. So again, lechatchila, try and have it in mind, or one of the other things that which we mentioned, the other various different ways, as long as one, and it's all under one owner, and one person's apartment, or whatever the case is, it would all have a din of room to room. And the bottom line is, if one did not have all one, let's say one of the previous options don't apply, it's not a place I usually go to, I didn't have it in mind, it's not whatever the case is, I can't see the place, right? So everything, like if they say in English, three strikes against me, but I changed room to room. So if one changed from room to room and none of the above was applicable and they didn't have it in mind, whatever the case is, so even though they did not have it in mind when they made the original bracha, and now I left and I went to the new room. Oy vey, what do I do? No, so the bracha would not have to be remade. One would not have to remake the bracha. But the Evid, for sure, we say, the Mishabura tells us, not we say, but the Mishabura tells us that the Evid is all good and they would be able to continue eating and drinking in the other place, in the other room. Even though that one of the previous options, how they didn't have intent or so on, and it would still be good. Same thing would apply if they return to the original room. Let's say they went upstairs or whatever. Now they come back to the original room. Same thing. All these halachas would, you know, basically would be the same. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaKol Tov.